Tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou, te wānau, it's Gil Morgana. You know who it is. Coming to you from the podcast, from the Inca. I love this app, by the way. Inca, you guys are just like, you're killing it, you're smashing it, I love it. Let me tell you, I went from bad parenting yesterday to good parenting. That's what I'm talking about today. Kia ora. So for those of y'all who don't know, I do week on, week off with the girl's dad. And so this is my week off. And every Wednesday on the parents' week off, we have a date night. So I love utilizing this time with the girls because I always miss them when I don't have them. And so when it's date night, it's on. And so I said, I'm going to take you swimming because it was such a beautiful day. It was like a swimming day, no lies. Only that two of the three girls had congestion, like they had coughs, right? And I thought, well, rather than exhaust them and make things worse for their little bodies, I'll keep you home and we'll do some arts and crafts. So we go for a little ride, take them to the supermarket, get them an ice block, head home, got all my arts and crafts stuff out. They have an ice block. You know what I'm going to say, eh? The baby spills basically half her ice block, which had melted and it was red, on the cream-coloured carpet that now has lots of stains anyway. And I was just like, no, because number one, I know I should have sent them outside to finish off their ice block, but I was excited and I'm busy and I can't think of everything, so don't judge. And also, number two, the time that I spend with the girls is so precious to me that the thought of having to clean up a stain, which takes, I don't know, 20 minutes to half an hour if it's a good stain, which this one was, guts me because I'm like, I only have like a few hours with you and half an hour of that has to be sitting here cleaning while you all have to wait for me, which sucks. So this is where the bad parenting comes in. I lost it. I didn't go off at them, but I was just like, get outside, get out. I don't want to be sitting here cleaning. I want to spend time with you. And they all kind of, you know, their little spirits were down and I felt really bad and I was like, damn it. So I cleaned up the stain. I just said, give me 30 seconds to calm down. Send them outside on the balcony. They finished off. They were fine, all talking amongst themselves, probably, you know, colluding a way of how to get away from grumpy mum. And then I realised, here was the lesson. I realised that I could turn this around, and also I realised that I was hungry. That's right, I was hangry. And so rather than internalising all those feelings and going, oh, I'm hangry, I need to eat something, blah, 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 I actually just told them. I told the girls and I said to them, I haven't eaten. That's why I'm grumpy. And so give me a couple of minutes. I'm going to make me a sandwich. You do your glitter. You do your paint. Mummy will eat something and then I won't be grumpy anymore. And it really flipped the script on what could have been quite a grumpy afternoon for everybody. Because explaining myself and explaining where I'm at helps them to understand how life works, basically. Not everyone can be perfect all the time, but if you explain to them why you're not being so perfect right now, they can comprehend and they can learn from that experience as well. So I learned something, they learned something, I had a sandwich, it was bomb, and then we got glitter all over the balcony. Oh my God, the mess, oh my God. All the glitter. But hey, they were happy with their artwork. I was thankful that I was able to turn around an afternoon that could have otherwise been real bad parenting. But you know what? I'm not even judging. Don't even judge, because we're all bad parents at some stage in our parenting life. Like, don't even try and... we don't even have to front with each other, am I right? You know. We know. Things get hard and you do some dumb shit, okay? Things get hard, you make some dumbass decisions, okay? It's okay, because you know what? I'm not going to say kids are resilient because that's not an excuse. But you know what? We're just human and we need to be kind with ourselves in order to be kind to others. So that was my lesson from yesterday. The girls, they're amazing and they didn't want to go. I think I might be the favourite parent at the moment. I'm like that fun parent. Mind you, he's a real practical parent, so, you know, it's the balance. It's the balance, people, okay? So that's the lesson today. I hope you got something from this. Be kind to yourself so you can be kind to others. Just don't get yourself down, especially mums. We got the mum guilt on lock, man. Just don't do it to yourself. Guilt and blame and shame are wasted emotions, and you could be putting your energy into something way more positive that makes you feel good and makes your family feel good. That's all I got for you today. I hope you like it. I'm sure you will. If not, holler back next time. Ka kite anō, everyone. Have an awesome day.